T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Allow yourself plenty of time for window scraping, vehicle warm-up, and slow driving speeds this morning. The streets and roadways in south-central Kansas are hazardous because of ice. Now, this means closings and cancellations for many schools and organizations across the area, including Wichita's public and Catholic schools. The emergency accident reporting plan is in effect for the city of Wichita.
Authorities are looking for a man who robbed a Bank of America branch at 21st and Hillside in northeast Wichita yesterday. The suspect handed the teller a note indicating he had a gun. He left on foot. Authorities described the suspect as a thin black male, 5'8", about 30 years old.
The Kansas Senate has approved a bipartisan bill for strengthening lobbying laws that also would allow state officials to take more expensive gifts from people seeking to influence them.
The measure, approved unanimously Wednesday, would require people trying to promote contracts or influence actions by executive branch agencies to register as lobbyists and disclose some spending. That is broader than current Kansas laws requiring lobbyists to report some spending when they seek to influence legislators or work for or against an administrative rule. But the bill also increases the total value of small gifts that state officials can accept in a year from an individual to $100 from $40. The measure was sponsored by Republican Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita and Democratic Minority Leader Anthony Hensley of Topeka. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
In the wake of last week's Florida school massacre, President Trump held a listening session talking to victims of gun violence. Fox's Ellison Barber has the story.
There were families and students from Stoneman Douglas High School.
My daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's at King David Cemetery.
Parents of students who went to Sandy Hook.
He was 7 years old.
They all called for change and asked for the president's help, but they didn't all ask for one specific policy. Some said it's time to ban AR-15 weapons. Others said teachers should carry guns. Some said more needed to be done in regards to mental health. Many said schools need more security, TSA-like checkpoints.
The president said he would be open to reviewing a bipartisan bill that addresses the national background check system. He's also directed the Department of Justice to write up a ban on bump stocks, those devices that would turn semi-automatic firearms into automatic weapons.
Immigration activists in Southern California are pushing back after a recent crackdown by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
A coalition of immigration activists are organizing in Southern California against what they call a blatant and arrogant disregard of the law. An operation executed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last week resulted in 122 inspection notices being issued to businesses and more than 200 arrests of illegal immigrants. Immigrant rights group, the Los Angeles Raids Rapid Response Network, is dispatching legal observers to those businesses. But ICE Director Tom Homan defended his agency's actions on Fox News at night.
We don't conduct raids. We conduct a targeted enforcement operation. We don't go in neighborhoods knocking on a bunch of doors looking for people different than us.
Sean Langell, Fox News.
Ford has booted one of its top executives. This over claims of inappropriate behavior.
Ford's North America president, Raj Nair, was considered a rising star in the company. But after a complaint came into the company's 24-hour hotline, he's being shown the door. The company wouldn't say what that complaint was about, but in a statement, Nair said there have been instances where I have not exhibited leadership behaviors consistent with the principles that the company and I have always espoused. Ford's president also putting out a statement saying we made this decision after a thorough review. The company says it's hired more people to investigate claims of misconduct. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We'll have some slick spots on the road to start the day, and as long as temperatures are below freezing, any precipitation that comes down will only add to that. But we are expected to warm above freezing. We'll be around 34 this afternoon, so that may transition to light rain. Cloudy overnight, our low 31. Looks like we get a break in precipitation through most of the day tomorrow, Friday, 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. holiday.
Now, drizzle, fog, and 27 degrees. We have a northeast wind at only 7 miles per hour. 6:35 now. Steve at 10 of the morning on KNSS. A good many schools have not a snow day, but an ice day again today. It's the second one this week. Most of the schools, I would have to say, here in South Central Kansas, including Wichita Public and Catholic schools, Wichita State, no classes. Friends, Newman, no classes. Butler, no classes. So it's one of those days. Last evening, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, Shelley and I got out to run a few errands, Ted. Dylan's was busy, pre-ice storm, you know, people just getting some of that last-second stuff. They knew there was going to be some bad weather last night, so they were out. I did have an interesting experience turning. I'm going to describe the situation quickly for you, but I was going northbound on West Street and turned at the Anyway, I turned on the light and turned into the proper closest lane. Somebody behind me turned into the other lane illegally and then proceeded to give me some grief when I turned on my signal and scooted over into the right lane. In other words, they were in violation of the law, but they didn't like that I was in front of them, so they honked their horn at me.
You're the one guy in town that uses their signal.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. I've confused that driver completely. What was that? An Arkansas radio show says it'll no longer call a promotion where listeners rate 16 local female television personalities in a tournament-like contest a babe bracket after facing growing criticism. The hosts of Little Rock station KABZ's The Show With No Name announced that the 21-year-old promotion will be called The Bracket With No Name. Statement says the bracket's winner will receive a spa package and a $500 donation will be made to the charity of her choice. It also notes the change was intended to better reflect the nature of the segment. Change came days after female journalists in Arkansas and around the country used the hashtag MoreThanABabe on Twitter to protest the bracket. Apparently these guys have been doing this radio show for 21 years with the babe bracket, one of their promotions, and now they've decided, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Apparently, they've become politically incorrect with that. And the oldest captive polar bear in the United States has died. Philadelphia Zoo says 37-year-old Goldilocks, was in declining health and was put to sleep. Now, zoo officials say Goldilocks had a variety of age-related medical issues, including problems with her kidneys and eyesight. And, of course, you look at a polar bear and you think, wow, what a sweet, beautiful white furry person or animal that is, but I understand they can be very, very mean, and they're very dangerous. And you don't want to mess with a polar bear. Goldilocks has passed away.
Oh, I'll bet that little bear was a sweetie.
Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Got a great big hot cup.
No, look at that right there.
Right next to me.
On a morning like this.
Right there on the table. All right. 6:38 now with Steve and Ted, and it is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday was a negative trading session for our cattle complex. Triple-digit losses hit both the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Profit-taking along with $2 lower cash cattle trading at 128 helped pull the futures lower. Now, this afternoon is the monthly cold storage report, and Friday afternoon is the monthly cattle on feed report. Lean hogs yesterday traded mixed and closed positive. On the close yesterday, April live cattle down $1.50 at $126.22. March feeders down $3.15 at $146.65. And April lean hogs 70 cents higher at $69.90. For the second straight session, wheat futures closed negative yesterday on mainly profit taking and overbought conditions in the futures. The corn and soybeans recovered from early downside yesterday to close positive, but did not make new highs for the week. News-wise, there was a lack of fresh market-moving news yesterday. Trading overnight, we're looking at the March Casey wheat now, a penny and a quarter lower at 464.5. March corn down a half a penny at 365.25. And March soybeans down 3.25 at 1031. April crude oil this morning, 20 cents lower at 61.48. April gold down $6.90 at 1325.20. March S&P's up 9 points at 2707.75. March dollar index 8 cents higher at $90 even. And the March Dow Jones futures up 26 points at 24,808. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning showing that here in Sedgwick County, we're pretty much clear of any kind of moisture to speak of. But you've got a few spots over there in Butler County, pretty close to where you are in Augusta. You seen anything there as far as pellets or drizzle or anything like that?
It looks like most of it's pretty much moved out by now, Steve, but it left its damage overnight.
Oh, well, how so? What do you mean, damage?
Well, the slickness of the,
oh, yeah,
know,
yeah,
of the streets and stuff. I was out last night when it actually started.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just continued into the early hours of the morning. But like you said, it does look like it moved out. Hopefully it gets warm enough day it melts a little bit.
Good. And, you know, just for folks out there driving around, just slow down a little bit this morning, right?
Be careful.
Or be like Tom Leffler and just don't leave the house for a few days.
Exactly right. Play it safe.
Play it safe. All right, thank you, Tom. Now,
thanks.
641, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, Market Volatility, and Retirement Accounts. Don's going to fill us in. He's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.